Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Hey, check out new episodes of the Johnny Mosley Podcast every Monday. I keep looking at you and being reminded that we have a podcast that we do together.
That's right.
Yeah. My husband, Guitar John Pod, is
Guitar
on there
John
too.
Guitar John Pod,
sure.
So great.
And Brinny Boy.
And Brinny Boy.
Yeah, so every Monday there's a new episode of that.
All right, welcome to the Radio Alice Report. Lots of good stuff here. First of all, what did I want to talk about?
Brought to you by Mighty Iota.
Oh, brought to you by Mighty Iota, or Iota. It's just Mighty Iota is the website, but Iota, which is my roasted organic sunflower kernel, you can find it at Nugget Markets.
I like the kettle flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
New packaging.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So no more of the little top
screw? Yep, just a little Ziploc bag.
All right.
It's cool. Yeah. All right. So some people have been wondering a little bit about the Olympics, and we talked about this, the coronavirus affecting it.
Yes.
Well, we have our first indication of sort of from the ski world. The World Cup Finals, which is the last ski race of the year, is they're considering holding it without fans. So basically with no people.
No crowd.
So no crowd. I mean, I'm sure they're considering canceling it as well, but it's in Europe. It's in Cortina, Italy, which is the
Italy.
Site of, exactly.
Right.
So. But that was the solution I kind of suggested was, something where
do
the athletes get to take their own chance.
Right.
Do it with all the people, just people who are getting paid, to be there and want to be there. Skinny it down so you reduce the
exposure
to those unnecessary and move it to a different location if you need to, but just don't outright cancel it. You know what I'm saying?
And this was the 2020 Summer Olympics
that's coming up in
Got
Tokyo.
It.
Yeah, yeah. So this is just this World Cup skiing that's happening in the next week or two.
That's
already sort of on the docket as possibly.
So without canceling it, they've decided we're not doing it with an audience.
Yeah, that's what they're considering.
Oh,
that's one of the solutions they're considering.
So that or cancel.
I think or cancel. So that's interesting. One thing I wanted to address that's important here is. I got it through a text, and I've heard it from various sources that people think that this coronavirus was started in a lab in China.
Is that so?
And then it leaked out somehow, how it entered the system, right?
How do these things start? I believe it.
Yeah.
I heard it just now, and I believe it.
I know. You're the...
Very susceptible. I love a
alien
good conspiracy.
Stuff. Yep, you and Ozzy. So there is a microbiology lab in... actually, you know what, Brandon? You just do this. You did the homework for me.
Wait, what is this?
I had him research the story.
Okay.
And so at least the first part. Go ahead, Brandon. What's the
first
part?
There's a conspiracy out there.
He's going to debunk this story for us.
I don't know if I'm going to debunk it. I'm going to leave the question out there for you guys.
But you're saying you researched whether or not this was in fact created in a lab and released into the Chinese air.
There's good points on each side.
Okay.
But so it started by China released some statement and they said... that, we need to strengthen our microbiology labs. There's some security risks or something to that fashion. And
they kind of released a statement like that.
Before we knew about coronavirus.
No, this is when corona came out. They just said, in order to combat this, these are the things we're going to do. We're going to try and step up our security and our microbiology labs.
So the fact
labs.
That they referenced a microbiology lab
There's
makes
only
them
one
say...
microbiology lab in China. That deals with
one.
It says that deals with advanced viruses. It's in Wuhan.
Oh my God!
Hmm.
That's where the conspiracy starts.
Mm.
And then there are apparently a bunch of scientists. There's like a group of 20 or so scientists who came out and said, "Come on, guys,
this is
let's
we
cut
wouldn't
this out.
Have done that." Is that what they're saying? We wouldn't do that?
So this is what they said. This is the one sentence that I have. They say, "We stand together to strongly condemn conspiracy theories suggesting that coronavirus does not have a natural origin." So that's from The Lancet, which praises the work
I believe
of
that,
Chinese. And
whatever I heard last, I believe.
But they say these conspiracy theories are dangerous. Don't buy into them. Right. And then on the other side of the aisle is people saying, yeah, well, that's what I would say, too, if I started a virus.
Right. But yeah. The Lancet, that's a U.S. journal.
That is some
paper or something.
So
it's like a science journal. Bernie quotes it all the time.
That.
The Lancet.
They released it through that.
I see.
Oh, that article. Okay. So
although
I will say,
China controls very carefully any information that comes out of there. Even the guy who, you know, originally was like whistleblowing on the coronavirus, like he was in trouble.
Yeah, they like arrested him. I was just about to say that because they're super anti, like, they don't like their stuff getting out.
So no,
like,
and so for these 20 guys, and be like, we band together and we swear this is, you know, it had natural origins. Like, I don't know. That's the problem with China.
Yeah.
Who knows what to believe?
Nice job, Brandon. Thank you.
Brandon,
just thought
amazing.
The information had to be, you know,
even though it did
presented.
Nothing to really say
well,
yay or nay it.
That's the problem. He's clapping for himself.
Yeah, he's so excited.
It's like I figured that.
Like I got the applause.
But you're right. Even if it's being distributed through a respected journal, it's coming from China, and
there's no way to fact check that.
You can't believe anything. It's so annoying.
It is annoying.
Aren't they just annoyed by themselves?
I'm sure there are people there who are very annoyed, and then there are other people who are like, I'm sorry, but this is the way it is.
Man.
You don't want us to disappear, do you? Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I know. Yeah, exactly. This is along the stealing stuff out of cars, like we talked about.
Oh yeah, we did. Someone stole a dog.
These ding dongs stole a mortuary vehicle in L.A.
A hearse
with the body inside.
Oh, the poor people who are trying to
so they're
put
pleading.
Their belt, put the body to peace.
They want the body back.
What are they going to pay for it?
I mean, that's like an excellent donor movie.
Yeah, this
right?
is totally weekend
of
Bernie's
inside. Weekend or something like that, right?
Oh.
I mean, unbelievable.
Like, so, don't do anything to Dad. Just leave him alone, man.
Oh,
don't steal
Lord.
His ring. Or,
my Lord.
Oh, he's in a nice suit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't. Funny. You know what? We got to. Don't they know about the commandments?
Love this stuff. Love this stuff. So, the wheels are falling off right here. All right.
Are we officially in the Johnny Moses wheels are falling off?
I have some call outs.
Okay.
Just because, you know, I'm new. People think I'm, you know, I'm an easy target to help, like, wish them happy birthday, that type of thing.
Yeah, Johnny is sitting in day two for filling in for Vinny. Bryn, I just heard from Bryn, he's back tomorrow for sure. He said he barfed all night, and now he feels way better.
Okay.
So that's, you know, just like the quick version of the coronavirus, and Vinny's, of course, doing extended duty.
Got it. So there's a happy birthday, a sixth birthday to Bertram, and I want to say
Bertram.
Hello to a woman that I met at the car wash. That's a huge fan of yours, huge fan of the show.
At the car wash.
Yep, Monica.
The car wash.
At the car wash. And that's it. That's just a shameless call.
I like
out.
That. Thank you for listening, Monica.
There. Yes. Big fan of the show.
Does it say how good? Go back to Bertram for a second.
Oh, yeah.
How old is Bertram?
Six. He's 6 years old.
They named their little boy Bertram.
Yeah, Bertie.
Little Bertie. I love it.
It's great.
I love old fashioned names.
Yeah, absolutely. Little bit of feedback on cryotherapy. People love that. Since we're here, 4-year-old, shout out to the 4-year-old. Happy birthday, Layla. She's one of my 5 kids who are lifetime listeners.
Oh boy, 5 kids.
There you go. Yeah,
that's raising up a whole new generation for us.
Exactly. Is Brandon single? That's a question.
Brandon?
Very.
Oh. Mm. As in, like, devoted to being single?
No.
Oh.
Just very single.
Just very single right now. Like, sadly single, like, sort of.
I'm not
like,
sad about it. I enjoy it, but there's not a lot of prospects, so.
Do you do the computer dating, whatever it's called? Like
Tinder?
I have a Tinder account out there in the world. It doesn't get checked very often.
Have you ever used it for a random hookup? Yes, he has. That's a yes. All right.
No, I haven't.
Have you tried? Sure. Have you been unsuccessful?
Yeah, have you tried, but it didn't work out?
No.
Okay.
He's got a weak chin anyway, girls. Don't worry about it. He doesn't, but I guess everybody has something about themselves that they hate. Like, Brandon couldn't be cuter, but he's like, oh, yeah, I got a weak chin. Like, what?
And look at that. People know what Contra is. Oh, I was yelling at the screen, Contra. Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I never heard of Contra. You know what? I always had an Atari, and I don't think we ever got to... Oh, no, we had friends, because isn't that what Super Mario, like Mario Brothers?
Yeah,
or Donkey Kong.
Exactly.
Donkey Kong was on that.
Yeah, Donkey Kong was on that.
Yeah, because I played that at someone
else's Donkey Kong
was
on
house.
Atari, too.
Oh, it was? So. I don't think we had that. We had Pitfall. Pitfall was the big one for us.
You might just be just outside of that generation.
Call me old?
Just outside. Yeah. Like, just,
well,
just
it is true.
It by a little bit.
I was in my slutty years by the time Nintendo rolled around. I'm like, video games.
That's right. AC/DC and Zeppelin, and I'm playing video games.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got there. You got there eventually.
I did.
All right. Do you want to take a break? We can finish up the all of the text on the other side.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do that.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.